Hi, everybody. We're here again. This is Ron on BBS Radio. Coming in loud and clear, I hope. And we're here to do another program. And this program is about healing from the light ship, which is source energy. So if you're brand new, you're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And we're going to talk about practitioners that are supposedly from the light, they think, but they're bringing in bad energy to you at times. And there's a lot of stuff coming out now, which has been also about ascension. So we're here to maybe shed a light on the situations that you may be attached to. Off and on, I get people calling me, talking with me about other practitioners that they went to them, and then they feel kind of goofed up maybe in a month or two. Like I mentioned on one of the programs, this one individual lady was doing lots and lots of workshops. And this is back in New York and elsewhere. And she lives out of the country, or used to, I think, but I won't give any names here. In fact, there's two ladies, and they do this ET language stuff. So I can talk about that, because there's many people who do talk in tongues, if you want to call it that. And what happens is they bring in energies of some kind of alien race that they believe is of the light, and it's here to help everybody. Well, like I mentioned on one of the programs, this one lady that I knew went to this lady. In fact, I met another lady that she also went to the class. And this is probably in the, I think, in the early 2000s. So what happened to her is that she became completely dysfunctional. She had to make little post-ums. And when she got up in the morning, she had to write down what she wanted to do. You know, like go into this room, and then from there she had another post-it, which is what she had to do in that room. And that's how her life fell apart, because of this alien energy coming into her from the person who looked just nice and did wonderful things on her workshops. So anyway, be aware of people who speak in tongues, and that's probably also people who go to church doing that. You don't know what they're telling other people around to do, and what they're doing to you. So that's kind of the main thing. This program is not pro-alien whatsoever. Alien life forms should not be here. The ones that got, there are people living here physically that are aliens, and they somehow may have just got stuck into a human body, and I have seen quite a few of them. But ideally, the ones that channel through people are going to bring you darkness, and I don't think you want that. So we'll turn it over to Carrie here, and we'll just go on with the program here. We'll do some healings for people and kind of get a little better understanding of what's going on. And if you have been attached by someone that you thought of the light, remember, these practitioners think and believe that what they're doing is a great thing for you. And because the aliens, you know, tapped their shoulder and said, hey, we want to channel this energy through you, you're this gifted person, then, you know, they think that they're doing a great thing for humanity. And unfortunately, there's a lot of casualties out there from people that they work with. And it's very hard to get disconnected from these. But it's not impossible, though. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. So I'll just quickly, for archive purposes, just let you know that it's Friday, March the 1st, 2013. Ron, there are, I mean, it is, you know, can be very difficult to get disconnected from these energies that you're talking about tonight, but you do have quite a few good clearings available. There's the dark side practitioner clearing if you know who has been attacking you, and even if you don't, you can put in unknown. So maybe you can talk about it in relation to that clearing, and then there are a few other clearings we can discuss in relation to becoming disengaged from these energies.
Okay, yeah, the dark side practitioner clearing, we have two. We have one for, I think it's curses, hexes, spells, and then we have one for dark side practitioner. So they're very similar as far as a clearing. The dark side practitioner is for somebody that you know is doing psychic whammies on you, could be an ex in your life or something like that, and all of a sudden, as you're separated now, your life is going to hell in a handbasket. Or maybe you saw a practitioner And, you know, they got out their crystal ball and their little beads or whatever, or sacred rocks, and touched you with them. And all of a sudden, you felt an energy jolt in your body. Then your life kind of has fallen apart afterwards. You know, this person did something to you. And that's kind of what this is all about, is to get yourself cleared off. So that's the dark side practitioner clearing. And you do need to do it more than one time. What I should say is you probably want to do it, you know, if you do feel attached to this energy a lot, and the person's mind energy comes to you, then very possibly you may want to do it every other day or something. So you may want to get the unlimited version. Ideally, when you first do that clearing, you should do it probably about four times because the energy is very, very strong. So from there, that can help you. Now, if you don't know what's going on in your life, but you know that stuff's happening to you and you don't like it, then that would be the other one, the versus Texas spell clearing. And that will help to disentangle you from something out there. Maybe somebody paid some money that you know nothing about because they didn't like you. Somebody maybe in Africa or someplace, India or whatever, a country that doesn't have a lot of monetary funds, and maybe they got $100 to do work on you, and for them that's a lot of money. So you got to kind of look at that to see what's going on. But you can keep doing that clearing too. If you feel like you're under attack a lot from these energies, and that's what you want to do is those clearings. Then we can get into the alien stuff, and that's a whole other can of worms, which we can get into a little bit later maybe. Those two are very good clearings if you do feel like something is going on in your life you don't like. And if you feel like you got out of that situation, you still can't get ahead, you just can't seem to get motivated, we'll say, then go on and do the self-empowerment clearing. And I think that's a six-week clearing for $50. And go in there and do that one, and it gets a bit of a lot of, we'll just say, personal issues that you more than likely would have to give you a better life. We have a psychic billboard clearing, too. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Ron Bryan is wondering, I guess for the dark side practitioner clearing, he's saying, so what do we do? Just put the name in?
So yeah, just put the person's name in. So let's say that you went to Mildred, the fortune teller, and you gave her $500. This is kind of factual. And she wanted to buy some candles to pray for you. And then all of a sudden, your life is going pretty well, and you go, well, this is great, and things are coming my way. And then you miss a couple of appointments with this lady, and then she calls you up and says, where are you? And you go, well, I don't think I need you any longer. Thank you very much for all the help that you've done to me. And then all of a sudden, she starts doing her negative stuff on you, and you now are finding yourself, like I said, going to hell in a handbasket. And you don't know what's going on, but you think that maybe it's her doing this to you. What happens is the clearings that you do, the light never does anything as far as reprimanding the darkness that these people are using, even if the person is all of darkness. It just brings them more light. So if you keep doing that name more and more and more, they will get more light to them. And that's the way it works. And hopefully that light will help to eliminate the darkness energies that is attached to you through them. That's what it does. Very, very simple. So you have to look at it as light's there to help you, but you have to be able to connect to it in order to help yourself out. Can't do it yourself, unfortunately, because you don't have the horsepower. So the light chip, which is source energy, will help you in this process through the clearings that we have on the website. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Excuse me. So, excuse me, I just ate a blueberry. Okay. Now, Ron, the dark side practitioner clearing is a whole life clearing. So we would run that for a whole life, and then there is there's the option box for a special option. So I'm assuming that's where we would write in a particular person's name to use to run, you know, just to target it at a specific thing that we know is targeting us.
That is correct.
Okay. And then if you don't know, I'm assuming also you could use that box and say, you know, such and such is happening, and I don't know where it's coming from, but, you know, pull this energy off me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned talking in tongues and ET languages and so forth at the beginning of the show. So I'm just wondering which clearing would be best for that. Could we use the dark side practitioner and put in the name of the person who's channeling that? Is that the way we would do getting disconnected from a language that we'd heard?
That would probably be the easiest way, yes.
Okay. And then another clearing, if you have it or if you want to get it, would be the energetic cording to people. Now, if we are listening to a channeler or we've been to channeling and heard information and gotten hooked up, what about getting the cording to that person that did the channeling? Would that be helpful?
Yes, that would be also.
Okay. All right. And then another one is the organization affiliation disconnection clearing. So this kind of is good for churches and stuff, and certainly in some churches people speak in tongues, not all of them. But I'm just thinking on the, I'm thinking about the whole alien aspect of it, Ron, and looking at what clearings we could put the name of a race in or something. I mean, a race isn't really an organization, but in a sense it is, if they're beaming away something particular. What do you think? If
yeah,
you know...
Whatever you think will work for you, just keep using that, you know, and put in different things into the entry box. Because you may get one thing cleared off. Remember, you may have 50 things attached to you through different practitioners, and you may not know which one is the one that's the most negative. So we'll talk about one of the main healing arts of the New Age here, okay? So this will probably be stepping on a lot of toes, but that's okay. The show we're allowed to do that on. plus I'm paying for it, so here we go. So the New Age thing back in the early 80s, I think, was Reiki. All of a sudden, it came over to the States here. Everybody was getting the Reiki certificates, and then they wanted to become a Reiki master. And I don't know what it cost back then. I'm guessing about probably, I don't know. I knew people who spent about $500 to get their first degree Reiki or something. They had to go to third degree, or I could be wrong on the degrees, but, you know, I knew one, the guy who, one of the guys that I heard about that I sort of knew but didn't really know him, but I knew who he was, put it that way. He mortgaged his house back then in the 80s so he could become a Reiki master to teach it. And then he was charging maybe $500 to maybe $3,000, $5,000 from a Reiki master. What they do now, I don't know, but that's what happened back then. So basically, a Reiki energy, what is that? So right away you might be going, uh-oh. Ron's against Reiki, and I'm a Reiki master. I teach Reiki. Why is he stepping on my toes? Well, what are they using? Remember, there's two energies. There's heart energy, which is source. That doesn't channel, doesn't communicate to you because you have your spirit with you. Doesn't talk in ET languages. It's just always peace energy. That's source energy. And then what's outside of that box? Everything. Everything out there, alien, everything else. And Reiki energy deals with the mind. Because you are taught how to use symbols and to do laying on hands on people. Some people don't touch anybody. And a takeoff was for touch for help. That's what they kind of wanted to bring that into the medical profession, is touch for help. A lot of those people were doing Reiki on patients, clients, okay? Basically, you're using mind energy because you are having symbols that you're using. So is that good? Well, what's hooked up to that symbol? You got a certain name for them. So the name along with the symbol, and people draw this little symbol in the air here, and you're hooking up somebody to it. So is Reiki good? Well, I would say run, don't walk, okay? Can it help you? Of course. Everything out there can help you. What's the long-term effect on it? and what they're doing to you in the process, okay? Maybe you feel good for a year or two. Then all of a sudden you go, well, gee, my life's falling apart. What's happening? I'm getting attacked, you know, when I'm driving my car, when I'm sleeping at night. And, gee, I thought the Reiki person was a great person. They look nice. They smile nice. They take my money and everything else and want me to come back. And I am feeling some kind of relief. Remember, relief that you're feeling. Emotions, you don't really feel emotions too much. You might feel anger, which is a part of an emotion, but the actual emotion energy, you're probably not going to really feel, but it's going to get you upset. And then from there, you're on the roller coaster ride once the emotions get triggered. And the light doesn't give you any kind of nice, warm, fuzzy feeling when you have a healing. It just takes away this stuff on you so you can have more spirit with you. So you go to a Reiki practitioner and you go, wow, this energy feels wonderful. It's coming into my body and this and that and the other. Well, the light doesn't work that way. The light has no sensation. So that's the way you can understand what we're talking about here a little bit. So you're not really going to feel a clearing if you do one on the website. Typically, you might feel the relief and the peace, but you're not going to feel like, oh, wow, man, this is, you know, just great energy and I love it. You know, you might kind of sense that, but you're not going to have that emotional feeling energy, because that's in your feeling body. You will feel the peace, and the peace, you could say, yeah, that feels nice. But there's really no thought with peace. So, and no way to actually describe what peace is. So the source energy just gives you peace. And that's kind of the way it all works. So the main thing is that these practitioners out there who do all these things for people, they're actually being killed by the energy that they're healing from people. That's why I say, never become a healer. And then people will say, well, gee, you know, Ron, I got tapped on my shoulder and I was told my life path is this. Well, that's the darkness. That's the darkness energy hooking you up to help your body get terminated so that you don't live very long. And you will take on everything that everybody you've ever worked with, all their problems, all their illnesses will come into your physical body, and you will die of that at some point. Guaranteed. Most people won't say that or tell you that, and they won't really believe it because they may have already spent a lot of money to become a healer, and they may make a lot of money doing healings on people. But just look at all the older healers. You're going to notice that they're dropping like flies. So the dark side doesn't honor them. All they're doing is using that healer to hook up more people to the land of darkness. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, oh gosh, what was I just going to read out? It was a little quick little thing. Oh yes, just a quick detour for 1 second. Sammy's asking if there's a clearing for procrastination on the site, and I don't think there is specifically, but the self-empowerment would be the one to use for that. There's a drop-down box with oodles of issues. Procrastination is not listed in it, but there's the other option, other, and you can put in what you want. So I would use the self-empowerment clearing that Ron referred to earlier in the show for procrastination and timeline crashes. That's another great one for that issue. excuse me, Ron. So you mentioned the curses, hexes, and spells clearing in relation to what we're talking about today. And Jason is asking, what's the difference with the curses, hexes, et cetera, versus the dark side? Of course, the dark side is where they come from, but there isn't. It's not really so much that there's a difference between the two. But do you have anything else to add to that, Ron?
Well, maybe it means dark side practitioner. So.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
They're both very similar. I think they're both whole lifetime clearings. So it just depends. I had to put them both up because some people said, "Yeah, you know, I know who's doing this to me, and I need to get them off my back." Okay, so that's why we put up the dark side practitioner. The dark side practitioner can be your neighbor. Maybe you have or had in your past. Remember, everything's with you right now. Let's just say you had a broken arm 20 years ago, and your neighbor went to church religiously, okay, every Sunday. And maybe they were of a certain faith, but they went, you know, four times a week. And they go, oh, I'm going to pray for you. And you go, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Go ahead. You know, what do I got to lose, you know? Well, now you're being hooked up to their alien god. Remember, what alien is connected to their church? And also all the people in it. just don't have that energy attached to you after, you know, 10, 20 years, okay? It's because you don't think you don't, you do. So you have it hooked up to you. You want to get that off of you. So that person and the church, if they went to, would be under the heading of dark side practitioner. And that's why you want to put that in there. If you don't know, then just say, you know, you don't know. But, and the other one is for curses, hexes, spells, and that's when you don't know what the hell is going on in your life. But you know that, you know, let's just say that you're driving your car on the freeway and maybe you did a lane change and somebody got beamed in behind you on a timeline and you did a lane change and all of a sudden they appeared there. And now they're upset with you because they thought that you cut them off and they gave you the high sign, you know, when you saw them in the rearview mirror, their oneness symbol on their hand, oneness finger. And the guy got your license plate and looked at you, and now he's hitting your car because he hates you, okay? And now you get into your car, and you don't feel quite right because your car has some spells on it and stuff, which is connecting to you, and maybe you don't want to drive your car any longer. Well, that's because that person may have done that to you. So the whole thing is, that's why we have two different types of clearings. And either, and they're both really, really similar. If you know somebody, like Aunt Mabel or something, or Uncle Harry, you know, who was going to this church all the time, and they think that you're a heathen because you don't go to church, and they want to, you know, set you up and hook you up, then that's what you do, you know. That's what they're doing to you. So you get on there and you do that clearing. Very, very simple. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you've told us before in the past, Ron, that we can use that clearing just when we know people are thinking about us a lot, just courting us and sending us these, you know, different kinds of thought energies. We can put their name in the dark side practitioner clearing. So it is a really versatile one. You can do it from, you know, use it for things that seem really innocuous, like, you know your mother's thinking about you because you're sick and she's worrying about you, all the way to, you know, clearing off people that are intentionally trying to harm you with all kinds of nasty practices. I saw earlier somebody was asking about, and I think they were referring to the Reiki energy, how you disconnect from that if maybe you were involved in that, or somebody did some Reiki on you. What do you suggest for that, Ron? Because I'm assuming that the energies of those symbols must go into your body and lodge somewhere.
Boy, well, let's do a clearing here. So here we go, everybody. If you've ever worked with a Reiki practitioner, we'll take away time that you're thinking of, okay? Well, remember, I can only take away the energy for maybe 15 minutes, we'll just say, hypothetically, during that session. I want you to think of when you're laying on that table or massage table or whatever, and they're doing their mojo on you. Okay, here we go. They think it's light, and they may think that this is wonderful, and it's a gift from the cosmos out there. Yeah, the aliens gave them a gift to hook you up. So here we go. Think of that time, and I'm doing some clearing here. So one. Oh, dear. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And just see how you are doing right now, okay? How is the energy of your body? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
Comments there. Hopefully we do.
Yeah, we'll see in a few minutes what comes in. So then, of course, the other or one of the other ways we can hook up to this is reading books that have been channeled or watching stuff on YouTube. There's so much of that kind of thing on YouTube. And if you've done that in the past, hopefully you're not doing it now. But if you've done it in the past, Ron has the media clearing. So would that be strong enough, Ron? Would that be a thing that would work to disconnect us from those energies if they came to us through a video on YouTube or a book that was read?
It could definitely help, yes. Boy, let's see here. I would say more than likely, you know, it would be a good way to start. So let's see if we can zero in here. Think of something that you saw or maybe heard, and here we go. So see if we can get this thing kind of zeroed in here for everybody. So think of something that you saw on YouTube, or maybe you went to one of those alien sites, and they're reading something about ascension or how the aliens are coming and everything like that. And they're going to help you out, bring you lots of money, lots of food, fresh air, new invention for humanity, whatever that you think they're going to do for you. And here we go. So, one, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Getting rougher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. We'll see what people feel about that. Remember, you have to select what you want to have released. I can just tell you what I'm perceiving, you know, as far as an issue. But, you know, you need to be able to be responsible for your clearing. So here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, we have quite a few comments for the last one that you did, Ron. Was that the Reiki one? I think it was. Tom says it was heavy. Ginger, I can feel a lot of issues. Thank you, Ron. Feeling lighter, says Bonnie. Can't think anymore, says Will. RD, big yawn and some burps. Larry, extreme peace, Larry's feeling. Sharon says, amazing how CLS clears us. Natalie's feeling lighter off the heart area. So, looks like a lot of us might need to focus on this for a little while. I just want to remind everybody, we did a show about the media clearing. If you want to get more details on that and decide whether you'd like to buy it, go into the archives and listen to the show on Wednesday, January the 2nd. We did the whole show about the media clearing, and that one is just $20 for a whole month. So very affordable, and if you have read a lot of books channeling information or seen stuff on YouTube or watched DVDs or videos that you bought, that's a good way to do some of the disconnection from those energies. So just going to refresh the fast chat and see if we have any new questions here. Francis is asking how you mentioned, you know, if we're in traffic and people are getting annoyed with us on the road and sending energy to us in our cars, and Francis is asking, how do we clear our car? Can our cars have spells on them?
Oh, yeah, they can, of course. Haven't you, go to a car lot, go to a used car lot, and go into each car. You're going to feel the energy of the last driver in there, and that would be very similar to a spell, because they're bringing in energies into that car. So, yes, very possibly. So you want to get that released from you and from your car, because the car can transfer it onto you, just like when people hug you and shake hands. The energy from one thing goes into another. But the car would be a different style. Remember, people have their own, and the critters crawl that way. But the energy of the car can be attached to you. So just go on and do a space clearing for your car. That's what I'd recommend doing. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, would that be the one to do? So we did a whole show on that one, too. January 16th, if you want to listen to the archive on how to use that clearing and what's available in it, it's called the location space clearing. So I think you have to type in location into the search bar to find it. And that one is either $10 for 1 week or $30 for a month. So January 16th, Wednesday, January 16th, if you want to listen to a detailed description of that clearing. Okay, so let's see, 35 past. So Ophelia is wondering if you know about a healer whose name I don't even want to try and pronounce, that she's typed in here, who does pranic healing. Should people be doing pranic healing with pranic healers, or not, Ron? And I guess,
oh, were they taught by the mind, okay? So you're probably going to say yes, so that means that you're using mind energy. The fact that you're using a word to describe a healing is going to be, you know, something, anything that's proactive with the mind energy of a force of will, that's what they're doing, is they're bringing the energy into you. So, you know, can somebody put their hands on top of your head and give you energy? You know, people do that with Disha, you know. Yeah, that can bring in all kinds of stuff to you. So any of that is not good. You know, you shouldn't even have to question whatever you're thinking of, anybody out there. Is this good? Is that good? Is that, you know, you can go on forever. And is it mind energy? That's all you have to look at. Was it taught and transferred from one person to the next, okay? How do they hear about it? And do they take classes on how to do it? Well, if the answer is yes, then yeah, that's what you want to stay away from. So, you know, otherwise we'd be going on forever onto the show here. And so is that person good? They could be a great person, you know? You know, but what are they doing to you? You know, that's the whole thing. Like I said, this is probably not going to be a very popular show for other healers out there, because they're all using some type of energy to heal with. And does that make them bad? I won't say it makes them bad. I'll say it makes them ignorant, because they're not using source energy, the person's spirit, to do that. Remember, that's all that you have is your own spirit. And your spirit is what heals you, so you don't need any healer out there. You just need to connect with your spirit to help you to do the healings. What we do with our side is that we bring in source energy into you to help you out, because your spirit is disempowered, but it can still help you. But you got to get rid of the blockages. So you need to get back to the teachings of Jesus. That's why he came. He came to get rid of your sins, the energy inside of your body, your genetic stuff, so that you could do the ascension, which means you can have more spirit energy with you. So the human body is just contaminated with stuff, and you have to get rid of the stuff in order to feel better. That's the bottom line. So once you understand that, then it's kind of like a no-brainer. You don't want to become touched or have people deal with you on an energetic basis, because they could harm you. Oh, back to you, Gary.
Okay, and just I just want to clarify, Ron, what that word sin means, because it has such a negative context and specific meaning, and it's kind of a broader meaning, really, and it, really what it means in this context is judgment, to get rid of the judgment out of us, the emotions and the thoughts that we have that we're holding in our bodies from not being at peace in our hearts, in our center, heart center. So that's what Jesus meant. Who knows what the original word was that he used in the language that he spoke, but it's become the word sin in English as it's been translated over the centuries. So
basically, I think it's a medieval term for when people, shot with a bow and arrow, you missed the mark. So that's kind of what it sort of translates into. But the bottom line is that if it's mind energy, that's where you are, and that's what you want to release. You want to release the thoughts and judgments that are stored inside of you. That is causing a physical condition. Thoughts are things, and you need to know that you want to get disconnected from them, and you're full of them. Your ancestors think a lot, and you think a lot. And that's the whole process. In a nutshell, your problems are caused by your thoughts stored inside of your body. That should be a no-brainer for everybody listening here. And once you understand that and realize it, then you go, yeah, I just need to deal with this here and get rid of that energy. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, I am just looking on the alien attack page because I was trying to find where we can go to get rid of, if we have had a Reiki practitioner work on us, or if we learned Reiki and do it on others, where we can get rid of those symbols, because I just keep seeing them in people's bodies. And it's the alien attack page. It's option 3, alien implant removal. So, Ron, I just want to confirm that you agree that that's what we could do, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, all right, I'm coming back to the fast chat now. Sorry, I'm just pulling those up the screens up here. So, several people have mentioned today's date, Ron, because we've got a couple of threes and ones. It's 3-1-1-3, March 1st, 2013. So, dropping the 20, 3-1-1-3. And somebody was asking if we should use the natal barcode clearing for that. And I don't know if you want to do a clearing on it on the show tonight.
Okay, here we go. So let's do this. Let's clear away the first three. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First three is cleared. We'll do the first, number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 released. And we'll do the 20 for the first part of the 2000. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and do the 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all released. So that should help you out right now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm just realizing there are probably some new listeners since you did the expo in L.A. A few weeks ago, and maybe you can just describe why we need to clear dates and what you just cleared off us.
Okay, the dates are for tracking. So these universal unwanted travelers, aliens, gave you a natal chart. And they control the planets and the stars, and there may even be a planet or a star up there. Who knows? And so everybody knows that you have a chart, a birth chart, and that birth chart is going to depict what your life is going to be. It can be changed, but, you know, lo and behold, most people are connected to it quite nicely, and this is the process that they're living under maybe, say, a good or a bad sign. So that's what they have chosen to do to you and for you. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. What do you want to do about your sign that they're connecting you to? So you can get rid of your name, energy, everything else that's kind of associated with you just by doing this particular clearing. Very easy. Get on and do that natal chart one, and you're going to feel much better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, while we are talking about that natal chart clearing, natal barcode clearing, there was a question that came into CLS questions at yahoo.com about that, and it's from somebody who has had many legal names during their lifetime, and they've cleared them all on the natal barcode, but they're wondering when they do other clearings, for example, the emotional whole life or the spirit barcode, do they need to enter all their names, or what name do they put in at the top when they've
That's
had a lot
question.
Of names?
You want to what you're using now.
What you're using now, okay.
So, you know, if you were married 10 times, that's not who you are now. That's the energy that's probably going to relate to you. So you want to clear that away, but you want to use the name that you're using now to do that. That could even maybe be if everybody calls you a nickname, you know, Hey You, then put Hey You in, you know? That's it.
Interesting.
Yep, whatever you're using, because that name is, in fact, I'll just take away the vowels out of your name here. This is what we do quite often to show people how easily you can be hooked up to your name. So I want everybody to say out loud their first name. And say it again. Get that feeling so you can actually sense it in your body. Because your name will resonate with you. Remember, if you have an odd name, that nobody else has in your room of 100 people, and you're the only person with that name, and the person up in front doing a workshop lecture calls out your first name, it'll resonate right to you. You're gonna jump when you hear your name, okay? Especially if they say they're giving away $1 million. You're going to be hopping out of your seat, okay? So you know that that name resonates to you. So here we go. You know what your name is. I'm going to clear away the A, cleared. E, cleared, I, cleared, O, cleared, and U, cleared. There, it's released. Now say your name out loud. And you're going to notice that mind control patterning that's connected from your voice, words, okay, is probably going to be diminished a lot. You're not going to really resonate to your name that much. And that's what happens. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. I was just checking CLS questions. We do have, I wanted to do a quick summation of this Wednesday show because I know we have more listeners on a Friday night. And if you didn't hear Wednesday's show, there are two new clearings available that actually are being done or being recommended by Ron to do through the Psychic Billboard clearing. And I think probably we should just quickly let people know about that, Ron, because there are...
Yeah, the main one, the newest one, I think, is what you're talking about would be the clearing where you go into your psychic billboard and you want to put space holders around you to keep the clone replicas that are connecting to you and living around you, living with, kind of at bay. So if you're a brand-new listener, you're getting a lot of information tonight, which may make you wonder, what the heck is he talking about? Well, you have to go back and do some history, or if you're a woman, her story, different things on different shows that we've had. But basically, humanity got basically abducted because of the December 21st end of the calendar date, which is what happened, and the aliens abducted most people on this planet. What's in their place are cloned replicas of them, true clones, and they're here. That's why they don't work too easily with people, understand things, have a limited consciousness, don't know how to give change, and things like this here. So that's where we are, and that's where they are. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the space holders was one thing, and then the program Open to Receive was the second part of what we talked about on Wednesday's show, which if you haven't heard it, I would recommend that you go and get the archive for Wednesday the 27th. This past Wednesday, we went into a lot of detail about this. So, Ron, can you just talk quickly about the Open to Receive portion?
Yeah. The Open to Receive is going to bring you into a lot of negative stuff, so you don't want to get involved with that. So, it's if I thought I'd do a clearing for people so you can see what it's like. So, here we go. And that wording's been used for a long time, but more recently it's coming, into the vocabulary of people again because the clones need to be open to receive their brand new programs, okay? So, these are true clones that are here. And here we go. You don't want to get hooked up into their programming. So here we go, taking that energy away from you momentarily here. Remember, whatever I do, I can't hold it off indefinitely. I can just show you what it's like so you get an idea of what's going on. So, open to receive program being released. I'll just count to five. One, two, three, four, five. If you're new and you're wondering why I'm counting, because I have to command the energy, I got to count. I'll do that again for you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's released also. Have to command the energy some way. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And just quickly, I'm just trying to find where I put this. Okay, yeah, what to write in. So, for the space holders, Ron is recommending, and this, I guess there's nothing that you need to take off your billboard to do this, but where the section where you have to add in what you want on your billboard, for the space holders, Ron is recommending that we write in, put space holders around my body and around the clone I am interacting with. And Ron, you're recommending that we run this every few days, I think, right?
Yes, I would do it every couple of days. Yeah, you want to do this quite often, yes. Just doing it one time, you definitely want to do it more than once to stay on top of it.
Okay, and then for the open to the receive, it's something you're trying to get rid of, so you do that in the portion of the billboard clearing that says input what you want removed from the psychic billboard. So in that section, you would put remove my open to receive program. It's something that we've all got on us. It's floating out there in the matrix, and we're all hooked up to it. So remove my open to receive program. Put that in the what you want taken off your billboard. And then for the space holders, put space holders around my body and around the clones I am interacting with. So that goes in the what you you want put on your billboard. So hopefully that's clear for everybody. But it is the archive from this last Wednesday, the 27th. Okay. I think that's everything on that. And then the other ones that I mentioned earlier, for the two of the clearings that Ron's talked about tonight, the media, news, and event trauma removal, which you can use to get rid of any channeled books that you've connected with or anything you've watched on YouTube or DVDs or, you know, however it's come to you through any media outlet. That was January the 2nd, Wednesday, January the 2nd. And then the space clearing, location space clearing, that show was on Wednesday, January the 16th. So, few archives for you guys to listen to if you missed them. And in case you don't know, if you don't regularly listen on Wednesdays, we are doing clearing profiles every Wednesday now. And if you have any that you would like covered, we can take requests over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you've got one that you haven't done, and there are a lot of clearings that don't have text on them, and if you need to learn more about them, just shoot an email over there, and we'll pick a Wednesday to cover that clearing for you. So we can do that too. So let's see, I have 51 and a half. So Ron, your intensive starts up tomorrow, so maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, since you're jumping right into that again without a week off here.
Yeah, so we're doing that because of the New York event back in New York coming up, the New Life Expo. So tomorrow is our four-hour conference call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And we do water charging at the end of it. So it's a four-hour call, 3 hours of special healing. We bring in a lot of light codes into you, work with different body systems, and just make you feel good. And then we do water charge in the last hour for 7 containers of water for the week. On Sundays, we do the alien attack removal. So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, possibly think you're under attack by the aliens, the way most people understand that or know is that their body jerks, pinpricks, those are the main things. Getting woken up at a weird hour, wondering what the heck's going on, and you don't feel right, that's under the alien attack auspice also. So you would need to have some help, and this call can help get rid of the critters that are inside of you, maybe causing that. Maybe you have alien life forms that live inside of you, just like bacteria and viruses and things. So we help to get rid of lots of those inside of you, and you start feeling better. And they just take away your life force energy. And you could have got them through a Reiki practitioner even, or someone else doing their special healings. Remember, the aliens are out there, and they'll connect with you whatever way they can and use anybody down here who's a human, and maybe even a non-human coming up, to do that. So it's hard to say what the future is going to be like, but looking in the past, you know, if you were doing some work, doing a prayer circle for yourself. Somebody's doing that. They're connected to the aliens. Going to church, praying outside of yourself, like Jesus said not to do. Remember, And if you're a good Christian out there listening, what did he say? The kingdom is within. Hello, everybody. Don't go outside of yourself to get hooked up. You just need to understand that. That's what the show's all about, is the teachings of Jesus. We're not religious. Jesus never had any religion. He just said to go within. Just need one book, one page, go within. And when you have that, you have your answer. So back to you, Carrie. So the 8-hour call starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time on Sunday. Might sound like a long time, but believe me, you feel wonderful afterwards. So back to you, Carrie. You want to add anything?
Well, just if you're not able to listen to the whole call, you can come and go. You can be on it absentee. Just let Ron know ahead of time. And you sign up through Ron's website, as you do with any of these clearings we've talked about tonight, and that's creationlightship.com. And one other quick question, Ron, that I'll just try and get in here under the radar. Mike P. is asking if the billboard clearing that we were just talking about can be used for manifestation purposes. Can you use the billboard to manifest things?
Yeah, yeah. It's designed for you to put in where you are in your life right now. Maybe you're stuck someplace, you know. Well, I shouldn't say someplace. You have a situation that you want to get rid of. So that's what you're transmitting to everybody, okay? So you put that in, and then the next thing is where you want to be, where you want to go to, what you want to have. And then you keep watching it, and you do that continuously. You know, look at it, you know, every day or two and see how people are responding to you, because they're going to respond to what your billboard is transmitting. You could say that's what people are reading when you go to a psychic reader. They're reading your billboard. They know all about you. You may not know about yourself, but they know. And that's the process. You go into that and you change it so that people will read a different outcome. Another way of saying it, too, is that that's your the vibes that you're putting out. Remember the old Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations? Well, you want to have maybe good vibrations. So what you're transmitting may be completely different because other people are attaching things to your psychic billboard and not know that. And that's why there's three entry boxes. What you are doing to yourself, own mind, what it's transmitting, that's probably more from your natal chart in a sense. Know nothing about and how it's controlling you, but you know that the net result. Next one is what people are talking about you, what you're doing in your life, what's happening to you, what do they think of you. That's being put on there. So that's being read also by somebody out there. And then you have, what do the aliens want from you? So you have three boxes. So normally they're all the same. And then the boxes underneath that would be how you want to show up. So that's the whole thing. You're looking for a job. Maybe your last boss hated you and is thinking about you daily and putting out bad vibes, which is going right to your psychic billboard, and never going to get a job because they're saying what an awful person you are. Maybe they think you stole $100 and they fired you. So he's always thinking about that, that you took $100 and you're trying to get a job and you go into an employer and all of a sudden they look at your billboard and they go, boy, this guy doesn't feel like he's very honest. Really psyching, they say, you know, your last job you stole $100. They're not going to tell you that, but they're not going to want to hire you. So you want to change all that. So that's what you do. You have to. And the people will tell you how you're showing up. You don't have to look at it yourself. You just keep inputting where you want to go to, what you want to do, how you want to show up. And then watch for the results from people around you. They will tell you how effective you're doing with your billboard. When you see a change from other people, then you go into it yourself and put in your next little baby step where you want to go to. And that's it. So our next program is tomorrow at 7 o'clock, same time, same station number 2, and we'll see you later, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron, and good night, everybody. Thanks for your questions.